Where were Hooker's forces located? What did the Union general intend to do with them? Would he launch an attack that would derail Lee's plans? Would he cross the Rappahannock and strike Lee's rear as he moved north, or would he move against Richmond when Lee slipped away? The Confederate commander heard from citizens and spies north of the river that Hooker contemplated a change of base to the James River area west and south of Richmond. Lee began showing signs of stress from the pressure of finding answers to his questions. May 24th. Rumors were picked up everywhere that Lee was headed north. Major General Erasmus Keyes, who commanded the Yorktown district, telegraphed Hooker, he kept hearing, that an invasion of Maryland and Pennsylvania is soon to be made. A Baltimore man wrote Stanton on May 20th that a relative of his who was a rebel told him the Confederates intended to invade Maryland and capture Baltimore and Washington. The War Secretary took the rumor seriously, querying Halleck on May 23rd about the measures he intended to defend Baltimore, Washington, and Alexandria. Halleck responded the same day with details. Sharp noticed in the May 22nd edition of the Richmond Examiner a story hinting that Lee planned some kind of march north. The item squared with reports he had received from his spies and a rebel deserter. On May 24th, Sharp penned a four-page memo to Butterfield with a digest of the military-related stories recently in Richmond papers. He also wrote that one of his spies had learned Lee issued a general order, read to his men 5 days ago, congratulating them on the Chancellorsville battle and informing them that they were about to enter upon a campaign of long marches and hard fighting in a part of the country where they would find no railroad communications. From other scouts, Sharp learned that a whole division of the enemy is at or near Culpeper, just beyond Hooker's right flank.